It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Jan wrote to us, when I listen to a radio reporter interviewing someone, invariably it ends with the remark, "Thank you for having me." I do not understand that remark at all, unless the interviewee gets paid by the interviewer. Is there any truth to my suspicion? Well, the simple answer is certainly not for local productions at WEKU or anywhere I have ever worked, and not at NPR or other public radio entities. Sarah from Berea wrote, for the first time ever, I have had to turn off NPR because the conversation on Eastern Standard is so completely elementary, I can't bear to have my brain exposed to the ridiculous banter. They are fighting like second graders, the verbal equivalent of sticking tongues out at each other. Oy, please find a way to have this important conversation among adults. Now, we have asked Sarah to clarify, but we are pretty certain that what she heard was not on Eastern Standard. It is possible she heard a heated conversation on another program, but our goal is to have civil discussions on all our programs. We'll look forward to hearing some specifics about what she heard. Now, from the listener comment line, here's Joan.
I keep trying to get 102.1 on my radio at home, zip code 40509. You know, I keep donating and I keep saying that I'm wondering when that is going to be fixed.
And we do not have an answer for Joan, but we did leave a message for her saying that we are continuing to look for solutions to better serve our music listeners. And finally, thanks for all the comments along with pledges last week during our spring fund drive. Please be assured that we read every one of them. Plus, you can send feedback by any time by email to weku@eku.edu. Leave a message on the comment line at 859-622-1657. Post on Facebook or even tweet it. Then be sure to tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.